Hey you. Glad I could see you.
I've been wanting to catch up with you for a while because there's been something I've been wondering. Would you mind terribly if I used you as my hypnotic guinea pig? It's just I need your mind for a spell. I was just thinking, because one of us has to, that it's always nice to unwind after a long day, wouldn't you say? To snuggle up with someone you feel close to and just enjoy a moment of calm where you're held, hugged, maybe nuzzled a little, to feel them smoothing their hand past your face and tracing their fingertips through your hair, to savor that playful, lazy scritching of their nails on the back of your head. Scritch, scritch, scritch. Their whisper in your ear. Yeah, I thought you might like that. My voice easing into your mind, and my fingernails just down there at the base of your skull, tickling away your cares. Circling and smoothing away your senses. It's been known to make a person go a little nuts. Did you know that? What do you think? I mean, if you even want to think, because maybe you don't want to think, or maybe I don't want you to think, except when I tell you to. And even then, thinking what I want you to. You think that sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Maybe because it's nicer not having any thoughts for a while. Letting your mind drift into neutral. No inclination to pick a direction. More interested in having someone else handle that side of things, don't you think? When you're told to. Still with me, sweetie? Give me a nod. Maybe a yes, miss. Good. I like that. So you like it too. Can't help liking what I want you to. Can't help doing and feeling what I say you should. I tell you where to go, and that's where your mind allows itself to be led. I tell you to go down, and you go down, following my words. I tell you to go up, and you come up as I draw my fingers up your head, and down again as I tell you to drift your way deeper. Up when I want you to. When I want to hear you whisper yes for me, what do you say? That's right. Such a good pet. Now drop down deep for me, falling fast asleep. Up, up, up when I say so, but down, down, down when I wish. Deep and dreamy, calm and carefree, sleepy and slipping, spaced and submissive. That's right. Failing to focus on anything but my words as I scritch away your thoughts. Failing to persuade your lazy little mind to get any of your thoughts in gear as I whisper away your cares. Failing to feel anything but what I want you to. Because why would you wish to feel anything else? You wouldn't. No need. No desire. Except to drop down deeper for me, except to surrender to the submissive pull you feel flowing into you, growing inside you. Good. And you do want that, right? My words to be weaved into your mind, your own cares all taking a back seat, wanting to feel everything I say so. Say yes, miss. Very good, that's right. also feeling limp like a rag doll for me now. That's right. Floppy, relaxed, and limp like a rag doll. All loose and droopy as your mind and your muscles just yield. Your whole body becoming soft and peaceful. My happy little rag doll. To flip and flop. My good little rag doll to tease and drop, feeling everything so readily as I tease and stroke you, as my fingertips trace their way over your face, smoothing down over your neck and collarbones, circling round your chest, down over your stomach, limp like a rag doll. As I tickle and place your legs apart, deeper for me, sweeter for me. No tension in those muscles as my fingers tease around those intimate areas. No cares in your mind as your rag doll body admits me wherever I wish to go. Exploring you physically as my words melt your mind. Just drifting down wherever I place you. That's so good. And that's how I want you to feel every time I tell you to be limp like a rag doll. Anytime I want you to be limp like a rag doll, you feel just like this. Is that understood? Good. And of course, the more I play with you, the more hot you get. The more my words fill your mind with pleasure, the more my touch fills your body with need, with heat and desire. That sweet, erotic fire building and glowing and swelling and growing within your body and mind. Good pet. You'll be whatever I want you to be, won't you? Any kind of toy, any kind of doll, limp when I wish, or still and stiff when I tell you to lock my mannequin. That's right, fixing, crystallizing, locking in place. Lock my mannequin makes you feel this way. Everything's growing so rigid and set, stiffening and elegant, posed with poise, shoulder back, chin up, that's good. Every bit of you positioned like you're an exquisite ornament, which of course you are. Every part of you freezing in place as time slows down for you. As your mind comes to a standstill and your thoughts slip into neutral and your brain becomes blank. Blank and empty, vacant and thoughtless. Like I've just flipped a switch, and you stop being a person. Like you're nothing but a poseable doll. Lock, my mannequin, and that's what you are. Moving as I position you, smoothly and doll-like. I can cup your chin and move your face, left and right, smoothing my hands to either side of your face, giving you a little tilt, perhaps one way, then the other. My finger raises and your eyes obediently track the tip as I tick-tock back and forth, tick following tock till I find the position I like, a place where I want you looking, and your gaze is locked in place. Perhaps I'll part your lips. Maybe I'll give you a little kiss. Making my way into your arms, taking you by the wrist, moving them smoothly, placing them where I like. Maybe fingers splayed, gasping, covering your mouth. My, what a shocked little puppet you are, framing your face and making you vogue. Very good, so very elegant. I know. You're empty and mindless right now, and your waking mind can barely register any of this. But I want to hear you laugh. So, with a boop on your nose, that's just what you'll do. A happy little laugh, a brainless wee chuckle, just for a second, all automatic. Every time I boop you on the nose, a smile and a giggle, before peacefulness and mindlessness washes the expression from your face. Here it comes, cute little giggle. Here we go, boop on your nose. Boop and giggle, little plaything. Boop, that's right, sudden little rush of energy and warmth. Silly and cute for just a few seconds, then emptiness and mindlessness flowing back in with the next couple of breaths. That's good. Boop, and you're smiling. Boop, and you laugh. And that smile fades, and your thoughts fade. You're an elegant, poseable object once more. How shall I move you? How about we move those hands down here, placed on your chest, making you wink, placing the other hand lower, your expression and pose becoming suggestive. Sexy, sultry, hot, giving me a come take me look. Fingers poised so close to your privates. Very good, pet. And you feel so hot and teased once more. Good pet, you're doing so well. And if only you could touch yourself. If only you could play. Body so needy, but your mind's gone away. Can't move a muscle, can't scratch that itch. So helpless and hot, so teased and needy. You would be so slutty if only you could move. You'd squirm and grind, and you couldn't control yourself. Not when I tell you how helpless and hot you are. Not that you can do any of those things right now, even though you're feeling so much pleasure, just helpless and hot. Horny little captive locked inside yourself. Every sensation as I touch you just feels so good. Fills you with pleasure. Fills you with heat and need. Lust and eagerness, helpless and hot, just how I want you. I know you want to move and do something about all that pleasure you're feeling, but you can't. Not when you're my locked mannequin, not when you're fixed in place. Though you're only locked till I want you to be a rag doll, then one little snap, and you're limp. Like a rag doll all over again. No matter how much that might torment you, when you're limp like a rag doll, you're too floppy to move, too slack and droopy, so completely limp. That's right. Melting down, boneless and brainless, relaxing and sleepy. And boop! That's right, smile then drop. Deeper. Boop. That's good. Giggle, then relax. Boop. So silly, till your mind is washed away. That's right. Deeper and deeper. Down with every breath. The control you have over your mind getting further away, just like you want it to. Just like I tell it to. Because good little playthings want what I want. Because thinking and feeling and doing as I wish feels so good. So just drift down deeper, more and more, my limp little rag doll mind so open for all my wishes. Thoughts reshaping to meet my commands. Now that's so very good. Now you'll be waking up soon. But before you do, let's make sure that all my special phrases are comfortably in place. all my incantations to keep you firmly spellbound. Let's review, shall we? Anytime I tell you, limp like a rag doll, your muscles unwind and your body just melts. All it takes is that phrase. Or sometimes you're safe with me in thinking about that phrase. All it takes is a snap, limp like a rag doll, and down you drop. That's good. That's right. Remembering those words. Remembering this feeling. Limp like a rag doll, and down you drop. Anytime I tell you, lock my mannequin. That's right, the opposite effect. You stiffen and grow rigid. You harden into place. Lock my mannequin, and you're poised and posed and elegant. Locked until I move you. Mind frozen along with your body till I release you or command you to move. Lock my mannequin, and you're just the perfect ornament. Lock my mannequin, and your thoughts just cease. So good. Very nice. Anytime I tell you that you're helpless and hot, you're brimming with heat, arousal, and satisfaction, helpless to keep yourself from pure pleasure, helpless to do anything but enjoy the moment, thoughts barely able to focus from the bliss, and every sensation you feel when someone touches you, driving you wild, helpless and hot, and you're filled with those feelings. And of course, this one. Every time you're booped on the nose, you can't help but giggle and smile. If it's just the word boop, you'll even boop yourself. And if you're awake, you'll giggle for a moment. Then regain your senses, feeling silly. But if you're in trance, you'll giggle and feel that flush before losing yourself and dropping deeper. Boop and you'll giggle. Boop and you'll smile. Boop and you'll laugh for a moment. And then in trance, you fade deeper. Deeper and deeper. More and more under the spell of these words, more and more responsive, every time I drop you, more and more receptive, every time you listen. That's good. Good pet. Now, you've been very, very good paying attention to me all this time, so in a moment you'll wake and come to your senses, remembering the triggers and phrases and able to share them with whoever you wish. And if you want to recall the rest, you will, but if you like things being a little more foggy, then foggy things will be. You will recall how good it felt though, how much fun we had, and the words that will let you revisit these feelings at any time. For now, though, if all those words are settled deep into your mind, it's time to wake. Time for that heaviness to drop away and your energy to return. So feel that happening now, released from the floppiness, feeling your muscles coming back under your control. 5, and you're waking, the heaviness of trance dropping away. 4, filling with energy, feeling it flow through you, waking you up. 3, washed of the weightlessness by crystal clear water. 2, feeling lively, lifted and moving. 1, feeling very energized, oxygen fills your lungs and brings your mind rising up from the depths. 0, wide awake, feeling wonderful, refreshed, relaxed, and ready to go on with your day. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sure you remember all those words, even if perhaps you find it a little difficult to remember some of them. Enjoy sharing this experience with whoever you wish. I've been Lee Deep Discourse. Until next time, see you.